People who work in the Neonatology Intensive Care Unit, or NICU, at Cincinnati Children's had a busy weekend doing the drill. Now they're going to try to improve their results before next year's simulated evacuation with virtual reality training. Nurses, respiratory therapists, doctors, and other staff members will wear an Oculus Rift while going through pretend emergency exercises. In this case, the danger is fire.
Code red. Location B. Level 4. Code red. Location B. Level 4.
There is a fire on the unit. The unit is evacuating horizontally. We are unable to use the smoke compartments. We need to evacuate within 10 minutes.
Researcher Sherry Farah, assistant professor in the College of Nursing and Health at Wright State, has a federal grant to see if virtual reality training can be an effective and alternative way to prepare people to evacuate babies during an emergency. What makes virtual reality training attractive is that it's convenient. It's hard to get the staff together to do a drill. At Children's NICU, it's hundreds of people who work different shifts. It's also more economical. Farah is no stranger to virtual reality. She plays video games with her son.
We played a lot of different, like, Call of Duty and things like that, and I'm pretty good.
She's also pretty good at working bedside robots. Farah's interest in virtual reality led her to Eric Hodgson, director of the SMAIL Interactive Visualization Center at Miami University. He's creating four different emergency scenarios for children's workers.
We tried to accurately recreate basically the entire fourth floor here of the hospital as closely as we could. So we got floor plans from the hospital and pulled it up in 3D and created the ward as it appears. And we came in and took pictures and measurements and, you know, recreated all the equipment that's here and the furniture and the style of decorations on the walls. So it should look as the hospital does, just kind of a video gamey version of it.
The training is intense because of the complex nature of evacuating fragile patient populations. Whitney Brady is the nursing director for the NICU at Children's, where there are 59 beds.
They range from anywhere from having an open crib with no equipment to having a ventilator and several IVs and lots of equipment. So I think that when you're thinking about evacuation, you have to think differently how you're going to evacuate each child. And so we've tried to duplicate that in the study.
Hodgson demonstrates the desktop version.
You can hear the alarm going off, and it's asking you to go to the rumpus room, which is where the central nursing station is. And we can click and interact with the doors and wander down the hallway here. There's other people doing their jobs in the hallway.
And because Hodgson forgot to close the door so the fire wouldn't spread, he had to go back and do it. I tried out the Oculus Rift version, and it was very realistic. Here are the kinds of instructions you receive.
We're helping to care for a neonate. Your current neonate is a former 28-weeker who is 41 weeks adjusted. The neonate is 3.2 kilograms and working on feeds. The neonate is intermittent in G-gravity. The neonate feeds Q3 hours. The neonate is on the following oral meds: Aldaxone, Diarel, and Ranitidine. The neonate is currently in open crib.
Sherry Farah says these exercises are a true indication whether the staff is capable of evacuating babies safely.
So a lot of time with this type of research, people just do like a cognitive test, the multiple choice test, to see if if it worked or not. But we wanted to go beyond that, and so we're actually looking at the performance of the skill. So are they able to do it? Not just can they take a test and pass it, but are they actually able to perform these skills in this environment?
University of Cincinnati researchers are also part of the study. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.